Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Little Rock, Arkansas is extending a jobs program that pays people who are homeless to clean up the streets. The program is called Bridge to Work, and in the past 6 months, it's paid a few hundred people $9.25 an hour to pick up trash, and in the process, get access to other important services. Paul Atkins is a pastor with Canvas Community Church, which organizes the program for the city. Paul, welcome.
Glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. And Renisha Foxworth, who has experienced homelessness and has gotten work through this program. Renisha, it's good to speak with you. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
And Paul, why don't we start with you? The city apparently thought this jobs program was worth keeping. Tell me how it works.
The basic idea is we pick up 8 people, either from our church or from a local day resource center or folks who are actively panhandling, and they go pick up trash around the city, different sites the city has assigned to us, or sites that we just find and decide we need to clean up. We provide lunch. We have a conversation about where they want to go next in life and see if there's a way we can help them get there. A day's work for a day's pay and access to resources that will help them get to the next step to create the life that they want.
Have you been able to help people get a permanent job after this?
Yes. It's kind of a big funnel. You know, well over 400 people have participated in the program. You know, some of them are not looking for anything other than a day's work and a day's pay, which is fine. That's a fair trade. But others, we help them address a legal issue, get back on good terms with their parole officer. We get them some addiction treatment or mental health services. Then we're focused on also the employer part. And we have had some success with some folks getting full-time work, including some that are working with the city now, driving a dump truck.
Wow.
He happened to be homeless with a commercial driver's license.
Oh, that's
so
great.
That was an easier one than some of the others. This is a long-term process, which is, I think, one of the reasons the city wanted to keep with us. Our friends' lives didn't become the way they are overnight, and it's going to take a lot of long-term relational love and care and work to address people's needs and get them the life that they want.
Renisha, let's bring you into the conversation because you are the person this program is designed to help, and it sounds like it has helped you already. Tell me about your experience with it.
Well, Pastor Paul helped me with employment services and well, he had let me fill an application for St. James Baptist Church where I could, like, work in a daycare because I love kids. Also, he has given me and my boyfriend, which is Corey Edmondson, like, bus passes to last, like, from the beginning of the month to the end of the month. And I thank God for that because without that, I wouldn't know how to move around.
And it sounds like you can make something, you know, not a ton of money, but you can make something like $37
a
day.
Yeah, I can make $37.
Yeah, what's that mean for you?
I use that $37 to, like, give me an idea, stuff like that, stuff that I need, and it helps a lot.
Other than making some money on the days that you worked, what has this program meant to you? I mean, do you think it might lead to something more, something better?
Yeah, it could lead to something better, too, with the money that I made from Bridge to Work program. Like, it helped me grow. Mm-hmm. And be more responsible. I was still looking for a job. I had finally found one, but that didn't work out. So
okay.
I'm still looking. I'm not going to give up. And it's still hard, but it gets better day by day.
Are you feeling more optimistic about the future now?
Yes, I am.
How so?
I see greater things and a lot of doors open. Like opening up for me and my boyfriend.
Paul Atkins, can you jump in here and just, you know, what are your thoughts on what Renisha's story tells you about how this program can work?
You know, Renisha doesn't face a lot of the barriers that other people have. But, you know, she's up against homelessness itself because some of the jobs that she's looked at are very difficult to get to on the bus line. So as much as a blessing as the bus fare is, you know, still that makes it difficult to get to work, get to interviews, and keep those things going once you do get a job.
Yep.
But part of the thing that I think Renisha illustrates is that, you know, you and I may have grown up with all sorts of people in our corner, teachers, parents, clergy people, neighbors. But, you know, Renisha's got Corey, And now she's got us to try to recreate a little bit of that community of support that kept me going as a young person, and hopefully will keep Ronisha going so that she doesn't get discouraged and give up.
Well, and now it sounds like the city is pulling for you and Ronisha too, because they've extended funding for another year. And look, the city of Hot Springs, Arkansas, not far from you, is looking into starting its own program like this. But how do you take that to another level, from giving people a few bucks for a few hours of work to making a major step towards getting them permanently off the streets?
Right. Well, this has been a big team effort, certainly. We've partnered with our local shelter, Our House, our local day resource center, Jericho Way, the Goodwill Industries, our workforce development office, and all these different agencies working together is beginning to create that network where we know where to help people plug in for whatever kind of work they're looking for.
That's Paul Atkins, a pastor with Canvas Community Church, and Ronisha Foxworth, who has participated in and benefited from Little Rock's Bridge to Work program. Thanks to you both, and good luck.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.